our beautiful students, 801 and 504, thank you for presenting the Word of God to us in such a creative way this morning with these blocks, the building blocks of our lives, the things that form us, that are a part of our soul care. I don't know if you could all see the words, but the words that were first up there were the Institute for Worship Studies. And they're carrying those blocks out with them. At the end of the service this morning, the chapel time, we invite you to come and get a block and carry it out with you as well, as a reminder of the things that have been formed into you by each other, by your professors, by our chapel times, by the word of the Lord. May the Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the opportunity to once again hear from you. Lord, may I be your vessel this morning, that we may keep our eyes on you and flourish in our walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we had a little different theme for the chapel series this week, and I just want to give you a picture of how that came about. I mentioned I was in Sierra Leone in February. I was doing a retreat for a ministry there, and the theme I had chosen was holistic soul care. So I had finished this retreat and was coming home, and I got a text from Daryl at some airport where I was changing or whatever, and he said, hey, you know, I'm feeling like sensing that for our chapel series, maybe what we're missing is something about spiritual formation or soul care. And, you know, what do you think about that? And I wrote back, I said, well, actually, I would agree with that. It was something that I was thinking maybe as time went on, we would look at. And I said, I'm excited about doing that and ready. And then it was about 3 weeks later, I was just chatting with Jim on the phone. And he's, among other things, said something about, you know, I think we really need to look at the spiritual formation aspect of worship and of our lives. I said, have you been talking to Daryl? He said, no. I said, well, and then I think the Holy Spirit is at work here for our theme. So that's how this came about. We've been talking about flourish as well. And so my little story about flourish and how this came to be is that for me, having sat with the word wait, W-A-I-T, for about a year and a half, the Lord had just placed that on me. In January, about January 1st, and I don't usually get a new word or anything for the year. That's kind of a different thing for me. January 1st, I had come down for IWS. This was in 2018. And I was just sitting in the Word, and it was this Psalm 92. I had just come through a milestone birthday, and so the flourishing in your old age spoke to me well. And I thought, wow, so I sat with this in Lectio Divina. So in Lectio, I sat with this passage, and the Lord said, Nancy, you are to flourish in the waiting. He didn't take the weight off of me, but he said, flourish in the waiting. So I have some slides here. Psalm 92 was the verse that was read as our psalm. And then about a couple days later, I was here in Jacksonville. I went to Starbucks. And I said, I'm like one of those coffee in one of those mugs that you can use for the whole week or whatever, right? And as they handed it to me, it said flourish on the mug. And I was like, oh, this is weird. And I said, thank you for this mug. I still have it. I don't travel with it because I don't want to lose it. And then I went to visit my parents, and my mom said, I told her about this, and she said, well, isn't that interesting? Our theme, our church theme for the next quarter is flourish. And so each month, they had these different bulletins. Are we getting this? We have a PowerPoint. Sorry. Guys. We got it. Okay, and the next one? Yes. My Starbucks mug. Sorry, I thought this was happening behind me. And so then I went home and told my parents, and so these next two slides are their bulletin covers that came out for the next 3 months. And yeah, so, okay, so I'm getting the hint here. And then I was substitute teaching at a school, and this whole wall had this banner that the students had painted because it was their school theme.
Heaven to Nethercott.
Yeah, right, heaven to Nethercott, right. And then there was the fortune cookie which of course, you know. And then a flourish from a friend. And then, of course, there was the wine bottle that... and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I got it. Lord, you want me to flourish in the waiting. In the midst of ministry upheaval, after leaving Japan, family crises of all sorts, and physical pain from a fractured back after being hit by a car while walking on the sidewalk, God called me to flourish, not just survive. Part of my journey of flourishing included finishing a 2-year spiritual formation course through Moody Bible Institute. Didn't see it as part of the preparation for what God brought me to here, but he knew it. Part of bringing me back, part of that flourishing was bringing me back to IWS for such a time as this, to come alongside Daryl, to be mentored by Daryl, and to love my brother in a way that would enable him to flourish and for me to flourish, for us to flourish. God called me to flourish. God is calling you to flourish, whatever your circumstances. Amen. So flourish, what is that? Well, the Hebrew says to break forth, to come out, to develop and to grow in a healthy way, in a vigorous way, often through difficult circumstances, but in a particularly favorable environment. So get that, difficult circumstances, but a favorable environment, because that's how palm trees grow, actually. So the palm tree that is referenced in this psalm is the date palm found in the Middle East. And it's not like the one here. So the date palms are described as the tree of life because they are among the few things that can survive in the desert. They grow near the oases with their roots reaching into the water for nourishment so they can stay fresh and green, flourishing and bearing fruit. Date palms are highly valued because they provide abundant food in a very harsh place. Actually, they can produce, I was reading this, up to 300 pounds of dates in one season. Yeah, abundant fruit. The trees grow very large and produce fruit for a long time. And they can survive long droughts and extremely high temperatures. Have you been in a long drought or an extremely high temperature? An old Egyptian saying, a date palm is the only creation of God that resembles people. Unlike other trees, a date palm gives more as it grows older. Actually, the sweetest dates are from older, mature trees, those in their old age. I want to be a date palm. I think Daryl is a date palm. Amen. Psalm 92 also says that we're to flourish in the courts of the Lord. I think Psalm 16:8 helps us understand what that means when the psalmist says, I always put the Lord in front of me because the Lord is on my right side. This is the fundamental secret of caring for our souls, setting the Lord in front of us, or practicing the presence of God, as Brother Lawrence called it. It's a challenge to practice the presence of God, to direct and then redirect our minds constantly to God, to offer our whole selves to God as a living sacrifice, as an act of worship, to live and breathe for Christ. But in order to take care of our souls, Jesus style, to flourish in the desert and bear sweet fruit for years to come, we need to practice the presence of God by cultivating that healthy rhythm of silence and solitude and other exercises infused with the Word of God, employing a rhythmic displacement when necessary to get us back on track. So this week, we've been talking about these blocks, these building blocks, the things that we add to our lives towards the goal of caring for our souls in order to flourish in our walk with the Lord. The desert is real. The desert is real. It's a tough world out there. The times of drought will come if they haven't already come. I've sat with a number of you this week that have talked about hurt and disappointment and rejection. Those are desert times. We need to stay close to the oasis, to the Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord, drinking deeply from the cool water, taking deep gulps of silence and solitude to care for your soul. As you take home with you what you've learned at IWS this week, what you've experienced, we do invite you to try to remember to take a block if you'd like. There's probably not enough for all of us, but that's fine, those of you who get there first. It's a reminder to give the Holy Spirit space to transform you as you care for your soul. And as Danelle encouraged us, lean into your weakness so Jesus' power can make you strong. God has given you a gift of a ready-made soul care group in your cohort. Lean into your cohort. Some of you don't have people you can trust at home, maybe right now. So take care of each other. Help each other take care of yourselves so you can flourish in the presence of the Lord and then embody and extend the presence of Christ in the world.